Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All praise is due to Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. And I beseech Allah's mercy and blessings and pure salutations to continuously and constantly descend upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not forgetting his family members, his noble companions, and whomsoever is traversing and emulating the lifestyle of this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam until the day of recompense. Jama'atul Muslimin, Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh. Today, insha'Allah, we'll be looking at Surah Ibrahim, the chapter of Abraham, chapter number 14, or Surah number 14, situated in the 13th juz of the Holy Quran. Jama'atul Muslimin, in the very first verse or ayah of Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens this chapter with some miraculous letters, such letters that only Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows the meaning thereof. Allah says, Alif, Lam, Ra. Now these letters, as I have already indicated, nobody knows the meaning of it. But among the Mufassirun, you know, the commentators of the meanings of the Holy Quran, those who give commentary on the verses of the Holy Quran, we call them the Mufassirun. They do explain many wisdoms, you know, hikmah. What is the hikmah and what is the wisdom behind these letters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed at the beginnings of some surahs and some chapters of the Holy Quran? Many ulama, they do mention that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the Most High, has placed these miraculous letters of the Holy Quran at the beginnings of some chapters and some surahs of the Holy Quran in order to challenge mankind and jinnkind to bring forward a small chapter like that of the Holy Quran by using the very same letters which they are using in their speaking and their writing. You know, these letters like Alif and Lam and Ra and Mim and Sad and Sheen, and all these are the letters that we use in our speaking, especially the Arabs. They use the very same letters in their speaking, in their poetry, in their prose, etc. So it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to say to them that if you have any doubt in as far as this Holy Quran is concerned, if you are claiming that this Holy Quran is a fabrication and a forgery of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we are challenging you to bring forward a smallest chapter that can resemble this Holy Quran in its miraculous wording and eloquence by using the very same letters that you are using in your daily speech. And if you are incapable of bringing forth a smallest chapter that can resemble the Quran in its eloquence and its deep meanings, then that is the proof that this Holy Quran is undoubtedly a divine revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now moving forward, Jama'at al-Muslimin, Allah carries on by saying in the very same first verse, Allah says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says, this is a book. كِتَابٌ أي هَذَا كِتَابٌ. This Quran is a divine revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For what reason? لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So that you may use this holy book, you may use this book of Al-Quran as a guidance to take out mankind and jinnkind from the darkness of disbelief, from the darkness of polytheism, idolatry, and lead them, guide them unto the light and the nur of monotheism, the nur and the light of tawheed, the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this whole process of taking out mankind and jinnkind from the darkness of shirk and leading them unto the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this whole process cannot be done with your own capability, you as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, by the leave and by the permission and order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, for a person, for any person, to accept the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That can only be done through the leave and permission and volition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ, so that they may ultimately be led to the path of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Aziz and Al-Hamid, the owner of all praise. So Jama'atul Muslimin, just to repeat the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the first ayah in Surah Ibrahim, in chapter Ibrahim, chapter number 14. He has opened this verse by mentioning three miraculous letters. And the Mufassirun, the commentators of the meanings of the Holy Quran, they have mentioned that these letters are placed at the beginnings of some surahs to serve as a challenge, as a tahaddi to mankind and jinnkind, that if they have any doubt in as far as the authenticity of this Holy Quran is concerned, then let them bring forward a smallest chapter that can resemble this Holy Quran in its eloquence and its deep meanings. By using these very same letters that they use in their daily speaking, their prose, their poetry, etc. And after opening with these letters, Alif Lam Ra, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then says, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka. This is a book that we have revealed, that we have sent down to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For what reason? لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. In order that you may take out mankind from the darkness of polytheism and shirk and idolatry, إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, unto the light of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islamic monotheism, tawheed. But this can only be done بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, by the permission and the leave and the volition of whom? Of your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ, leading mankind and jinnkind to the sirat, to the path of the one, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who is the Almighty, Al-Aziz and Al-Hamid, and the one who possess all praise. Jama'atul Muslimin, until next time when we shall carry on with the second verse from Surah Ibrahim, chapter number 14 of the Holy Quran, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa jazakumullahu khayran wa salamullahi alaykum.